Welcome to this special report, Dystopian Nightmare. 10 unbelievable things that will happen soon if we don't stop the march of tyranny and the enslavement of humanity. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of NaturalNews.com. And I am in the fight for human liberty, freedom, sustainability, human civilization, human dignity. But we are all living in a time when the globalists are attempting global tyranny, a dictatorship, total control over your life and every aspect, your money, your speech, your medical choices, your education, your children, and so much more. And so these 10 things I'm going to list in this special report are things that will come true, even though they may sound fantastical, especially some of the ones later on the list. But believe me, they are about to become reality. This process has already begun. You've already begun to see things that would have been unimaginable 5 years ago, such as forced lockdowns or cities telling people that you can't go to church because it might be dangerous to be near other people, or mandating that you get jabbed with experimental vaccines, otherwise you might lose your job, things like that. So let's go through the list. And it starts off kind of mild. You might have guessed the first few of these, but stay tuned, because I'm going to paint for you the dystopian nightmare that's coming if we don't stop all of this. So number one, all cryptocurrency, gold and silver, will be outlawed by the government. Now, it's going to be tough for them to do this, especially silver. And they can outlaw cryptocurrency, but they can't really technically stop it. But they can make it illegal. They can make it so that if they find a crypto wallet on your mobile device, you could be arrested and charged as a felon. And they can attempt to confiscate gold, and they can certainly block gold purchases. Or they could make it so that you couldn't buy or sell gold through traditional means. They would have to force people into underground markets. So the things that represent off-ramps from the fiat currency central bank control system, those things, which include cryptocurrency, gold, and silver, will be under attack, not only from the SEC, but from the banking cartels, the Federal Reserve, the lawmakers, you name it, because they can't let people have options other than the CBDCs. They need you in a CBDC, central bank digital currency. They need to be able to surveil your purchases and to limit what you can do with your money, and also to have a mechanism of control, which they will use to reward obedient, complicit people, compliant people, I guess, with a universal basic income, or UBI. So watch for more attempts to outlaw cryptocurrency, gold, and silver. Number two, your ability to purchase food and meat in particular will be severely restricted based on your culture and climate compliance score. Now, understand, there will be a scoring system, sometimes called the social credit score, but it's really about your compliance with cultural demands, i.e. you must bow down and accept transgenderism, and your climate score. In other words, you're not allowed to live and consume any energy or food. No air conditioning for you. No combustion engine vehicles for you. You have to basically commit a kind of climate suicide in order to be climate compliant. Maybe you could live in a mud hut with no electricity, no running water, and that might be okay. But even then, the globalists still want to achieve depopulation, so they'll probably find a way to kill you anyway. If you go along with this, you're dead. If you don't go along with it, they're going to make your life as difficult as possible by doing things like this, limiting your ability to purchase food. You'll also be restricted to a calorie limit of allowable grocery purchases. So, talk about rationing. You will only be allowed a certain maximum amount of groceries. And if you exceed that, well, it won't work. The purchases will be denied because the grocery stores and the Walmarts and so on will all be tied into your government central bank digital currency electronic surveillance Big Brother wallet, the Mark of the Beast system. And if you don't want to starve to death, you'll need to grow some of your own food, or purchase it through black market means, or have some stored food, or learn how to sprout, or all of the above, because that's the only way you're going to survive this. Number three, And remember, this is the dystopian nightmare that's coming if we don't stop the march of tyranny. Number three, your speech will be required to conform to the narrative demands of the regime. And we already see this. You're required to speak about climate change is threatening the world. And you're required to state untrue things like, a man can become a woman, or carbon dioxide is a poison pollutant that's going to destroy the world. You're required to say insane things. Otherwise, you are being banned. You're being deplatformed. You can be kicked out of a university. Your science paper can be rejected. You can lose your job. All of these things are happening right now. And by the way, if the regime ever changes its stance on anything, then you're going to be required to retroactively update all your previous articles, previous videos, previous podcasts in order to conform to the new narrative. Or you'll face penalties and censorship. So when the narrative is that, COVID came from a meat market, it wasn't a lab leak, you're required to, of course, repeat that narrative. But when it comes out that it actually came out of a lab, and if the regime decides to go with that, then you're going to have to go back and change everything to go, correction, it did come from a lab. And then maybe 2 years later, the regime changes its mind again and says, no, it didn't come from a lab. And so you're going to have to end up playing this endless, mindless, insane game of trying to make your speech match the speech of an insane criminal government regime that is rooted in delusions and lies rather than anything resembling the truth. Okay, number four. If we don't stop the march of tyranny, you will also be prohibited from growing food, saving seeds, or raising backyard chickens without receiving permission and licensing from the government. So yeah, they might allow you to grow tomatoes and zucchini or have a couple of chickens, but you're going to need a license. And how do you get that license? You have to use genetically engineered seeds. You have to grow GMO. Because they'll say, it's drought resistant and it's pest resistant, but your dangerous heirloom seeds, they'll say, those might be a threat to the world, real, actual, natural, non-GMO seeds. Those could be threatening to the environment. These GMO seeds are guaranteed to be safe and they're USDA approved, so you have to grow with that. And if you violate that, if you violate it and grow heirloom tomatoes, guess what? Your garden will be ripped out and you'll be fined. And of course, if you have any backyard chickens or other animals, they all have to be fully vaccinated because you can't have unvaccinated chickens running around. That might set off an H5N1 avian flu pandemic, which could threaten the food supply. And it's those backyard chicken farmers that are causing the shutdown of all the meat. And that's why you can't find any meat in the grocery stores. That's going to be the narrative from the corporate media. Right, as they're actually shutting down meat plants on purpose, but they'll blame you for having backyard chickens. All right, number five, you will be banned from purchasing firearms, ammunition, knives, ballistic vests, or other self-defense items. And this is going to leave you at the mercy of the lawless state that's defunding police and releasing violent criminals onto the streets on purpose. So remember, they will create violence through this method. And then they will make sure that you have no means to defend yourself against that violence. It's all on purpose. It's all designed to make you crazy. It's all designed to make you desperate. It's all designed to put you in a state of endless fear while they promise the government will save you, but actually they defund any department in the government that might literally save you from an incident such as the police. Perhaps they might save you from a violent attacker at some point. So you're going to have zero options. Can't defend yourself. Can't really dial 911 and get cops to show up either. You're screwed by design. All right, number six. Now, this is where things start getting, they might sound fantastical and unbelievable, but they're true. So number six refers to a proposed new law in California that is probably going to pass right now. This law is so bad that a California state senator, has told parents that if you have children and you live in California, you should take your children and flee the state right now, on the record. All right, so here it is. Number six, the state will medically kidnap your children and will mutilate them to achieve gender transitions. And if you as a parent try to interfere, you will be charged with felony crimes and child abuse, and you'll have your children taken away from you. So this is the proposed law in California once again. So you send your kids to school. They come home from school. Maybe you have a young boy. The school tells the boy, no, you're actually a girl. And if you say you're a girl, you're going to be so popular. You're going to have all these benefits. You'll get the, you know, all the bonuses. You won't even have to do homework or whatever. Because, of course, being a transgender now is the top of the social hierarchy totem pole. And so they will say to your young boy, oh, you're a girl now. And then the young boy comes home, says, I'm a girl because my teacher told me at school. You're like, what? Your teacher told you you're a girl? And your son's like, yeah, the same teacher that pulled down my pants and showed me how to do this. And then, whoa, what are you doing? The teachers are masturbating the young students in the public school district. Yeah, that because that's required by the WHO, showing them how it's done. But if you say, wait a minute, this is crazy, I say no to this gender transition, then guess what? The teacher will call the state will call the police, they will come arrest you, they will handcuff you, they will charge you with felony child abuse, they will take your children, they will put them in a gender mutilation center, and they will chop off your son's penis and balls. And they will call it gender-affirming care, and you will be the criminal for trying to stop that, right? So again, this is not science fiction. This is a proposed law in California right now that is very likely to pass and almost certain to be signed if it passes. Signed by the governor, Gruesome Newsom. You know, good name, since he will reign over the gruesome mutilations of who knows how many millions of children in that state. I mean, California is going to become the hub of child mutilations in all of human history. There's never been any other state or nation or city in the history of the world that will have mutilated and abused as many children as California. Okay, and that's only point number six. Number seven, if we don't stop the tyranny, you will be required to install a government-monitored network of video cameras and microphones in your home to make sure that you don't say anything that might go against facts, i.e. the fact-checker facts that are being pushed by the regime. So the government will say, well, we need to monitor your private speech. We need to monitor what you do in your home, you know, for public safety, and so that you don't say anything that's untrue. And then this will all be monitored by AI systems, which will, of course, report back to government enforcers anytime you say something like, like you utter the word tranny, or you say that, oh, climate change is a hoax. Oh, my gosh, red flags, red sirens, you know, blue and red lights, cops outside your home, SWAT team coming in. You said climate change is a hoax. You're a criminal. You're an extremist. And they will come arrest you. And you will be charged with saying things against the regime. You don't think this is coming? You're wrong. This is exactly what's coming. It's already in place. We already have the White House telling big tech who to censor based on their speech. And we already have corporations like Amazon that are installing devices. Well, I guess people are installing their devices in their own homes, such as Amazon Alexa and Echo and, you know, doorbells and things that already listen to you. Or what about the Google Nest home thermostats? They have microphones in them. They can hear everything. They monitor you. They upload it. I mean, even robotic vacuums, they have video cameras. They upload it all to servers. It's all scanned by the government. So people are already installing these systems in their homes to create smart homes. It's so smart. No, you're f***ing stupid to have all these surveillance systems in your house, by the way. You should turn your home into a government surveillance prison grid in which you pretend to live as a free human being. Give me a break. All right, so that's number seven. Number eight is you're going to be prohibited from purchasing a gasoline or diesel vehicle. And instead, I mean, you'll have to have an electric vehicle that you charge at home, but your use of electricity will be strictly controlled based on your compliance with climate rules and cultural compliance rules, such as, you know, make sure you wave the LGBT flag outside your front porch, and then, you know, you might get your electricity turned back on a little bit, maybe enough to charge your car to drive to the park, maybe enough to run the air conditioner for 90 minutes. But all of your consumption of power will be strictly controlled, monitored, surveilled, and then limited based on your behavior. So AI systems will scan your social media accounts. They will, of course, monitor the microphones that you've installed in your home like an idiot. And they will penalize you anytime you say something that doesn't match the narrative of the regime. So good luck with your transportation. You won't be allowed to even purchase combustion engine vehicles in states like California and other states as well. Okay, number 9. You're also going to be replaced by AI systems. This is for your job. Your job is mostly toast. You're going to be replaced by AI or automation robots. So both white-collar workers and blue-collar workers, you're done. For the most part. And then when you're displaced from your job, you're going to be put on a UBI system to receive some automatic digital payments, but your ability to access your UBI benefits is going to require you to stay fully up to date on all vaccine requirements, no matter how many they demand, no matter what pandemics they roll out, etc. In other words, to get the free money that you need to be able to not starve to death and maybe buy food, you're going to have to comply with the depopulation bioweapons. You're going to have to be injected with death shots. In other words, the only way to not starve to death and maybe stay alive is to slowly kill yourself with government-mandated vaccine jabs. And that's how they're going to do it. Oh, you want the UBI? They hold out the little carrot. You want the UBI? You want the free money? The free digital money? And the oblivious mass says, oh, yeah, please, 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 I'll do anything. And then, okay, you go to the pharmacy, get jabbed, inject yourself with death shots. And people are like, okay, anything. And they go in and they get injected. And then they get a little bit of money to buy groceries. And then they die suddenly, right? So this is, of course, the government's plan. They pay you a little bit, just long enough to make sure you get killed. And then they don't have to pay you jack. They don't have to pay you Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, pensions, nothing. Done. Oh, that's how we balance the federal budget at this point. Just kill off everybody that might collect something, you see. All right, point number 10. This is the craziest of them all, but believe me, this is coming. So once there's a UBI system set up with your digital wallet, your CBDC, you know, your Mark of the Beast system, they're going to use that for social engineering. And one of the things they'll do is they will offer extra UBI benefits to individuals who volunteer to use their mobile devices or even their kind of smart clothing as a government surveillance and monitoring system. So with your permission, you can turn on your phone microphone and camera so that everywhere you go, everything that you hear around you, every conversation, every utterance, every sound is monitored by the government. And this is going to be made possible through, of course, 5G communication, which is high speed. You know, that's why they need this. And essentially, they're going to turn citizens into roving snitches and spies who all spy on each other by activating microphones and cameras on their mobile devices or even in their clothing once it's smart clothing with embedded systems. And then the government will use AI systems to rifle through all the audio recordings and generate automated transcripts and then do keyword matching for people who might be extremists. Like, even if you're walking down the street and one of these citizen spies who's being given an extra 25 credits a week to keep their phone microphone open all the time, and you're just walking by them and you say something like, oh, climate change is a total hoax, and, you know, transgenders are mutilating children, oh my gosh, boom. Guess what? That got picked up by that person's phone. It gets matched to the metadata of the geolocation of your phone. And then, boom, you're flagged as a criminal. They show up at your house and arrest you. And then the citizen gets an extra reward. Oh, extra 10 food credits for you because you found an extremist. Someone on the sidewalk who said climate change wasn't real. You see? So that's how that's going to work. And they're going to turn citizens into spy networks. And in doing so, they're going to create extreme distrust among citizens because who will want to be around anybody else if you don't know whether the other person is a, you know, a techno spy working for the government and uploading all your audio and video? Now, this might even be done involuntarily, and to some extent, it's probably being done right now, where government simply listens through people's phones without their knowledge, and thus they can monitor all the conversations around them right now. The thing is, currently that takes more battery power because of the, you know, the 4G networks are not as efficient at moving data, but under 5G, and especially under 6G, they can move a lot of data with a small amount of power, relatively speaking, you know, high throughput bandwidth, and they'll be able to do this with all kinds of devices that people carry around with them, effectively mobile spy machines. So this is what's coming next, and even right now, the U.S. government, a big story just came out, the U.S. government has been buying through third-party providers metadata on all Americans and building large profiles of you, your search history, your location history, your video viewing history, everything about you that leaves an electronic footprint, which is a lot. The government already has that data, and they acquired it without a search warrant. So they are violating the Constitution, violating the Fourth Amendment, violating your privacy in order to build these dossiers on you through third-party corporations such as Google and Facebook and YouTube and what have you that engage in this kind of monitoring. And they're just selling it out the back door to the United States government that's exploiting and abusing this information to try to imprison anyone they consider to be an extremist. And if you don't believe me, why do you think there are so many political prisoners locked up from the January 6th events? It's because the government purchased the geolocation data of their phones. And then retroactively, the government defined a geolocation boundary that they just made up, just an imaginary circle, you know, around the government buildings. And they said, if anybody crossed that line, then they're an insurrectionist. And then the phone data revealed when someone crossed that line, even though there were no barricades, there was no fence, there were no signs. They just said, oh, you crossed the line, you're an insurrectionist. Those people got arrested and they're rotting in jails in D.C. right now. Right now. And some of them have been given many years in prison for peacefully protesting a corrupt regime. All right, so those 10 things gives you a small taste of what is yet to come. Many of these things have already begun, and it's only going to get worse unless we dismantle this tyranny that we all currently face. We are living in a country where the weaponized DOJ presses criminal charges against a former president, Donald J. Trump, because they don't want him to win the next election. And isn't this a very powerful reason why we want someone like Trump to win the next election? Or even on the Democrat side, RFK Jr., because both RFK and Trump oppose this tyranny. They oppose the swamp. They want to dismantle it and help the American people restore the American Constitutional Republic. And frankly, it's going to take someone like RFK Jr. or Donald J. Trump in the Oval Office, plus other miracles, perhaps from God himself intervening, but miracles of citizenry, you know, heroism, courage, people across independent media, people standing up and telling the truth and calling out the regime. It's going to take a concerted effort among all of us to make this happen and to establish a future where we have privacy, where we have freedom, where we have dignity, where we have honest money, honest elections, freedom to speak, the right to say no to experimental medicine, and the right to say no to medical experiments on our children. Now, this future is possible, but we're going to have to demand it and build it together. And that's what my work is all about at Brighteon.com. So I want to invite you to hear more of my podcasts and interviews and special reports at Brighteon.com. That's B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N. Brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. And you can also catch my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. God bless America. And I thank God that you are with me on Team Humanity, because it's an epic biblical battle right ahead of us here, the battle for the future of human freedom on planet Earth. It's the biggest battle that we have ever faced in the history of our civilization. It's right in front of us right now. And time is growing short. So stay tuned. Watch more of my interviews with other analysts and researchers and whistleblowers. Watch the shows we have on Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. And engage with our community at Brighteon.social, which is kind of like Twitter, but without all the censorship of Twitter, because Twitter continues to censor myself and many other freedom fighters in this space who are telling the truth that Elon Musk doesn't want you to hear, by the way. It's funny how Elon Musk allows Tucker Carlson to tell his truth, which I applaud, but he doesn't allow people like me to say anything on Twitter. So make of that what you will. But if you want to hear the full uncensored truth, you can find it at Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.